Yom Tov, Shavua Tov, taste of Rashi this morning from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Rashi actually has several comments where he shows that Moshe, at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, is basically giving a master class on giving tochacha. Not something that we necessarily do so much nowadays, but Moshe felt that at the end of his life, and that's part of the point, he had license to give tochacha rebuke to Bnei Israel. And he makes many comments. One of them actually is that right at the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu is listing the places that they had been to, he mentions places that don't exist. Rav Yochanan points out that the places Bein Paran or Bein Tofel, Vidi Zahav, the place called Vidi Zahav is not a place that we know what it is. Rather, it's just a hint at what happened at Har Sinai with the Chet HaEgel. But I just wanted to point out in Pasuk Gimel, Rashi makes another comment. He says, "Melamed shelo chichan el samuch lamita." One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did was that he was careful, that he reserved his tochacha until the end of his life. He only did it right before he died. And where did he learn this from? He learned this from Yaakov, who also was only mochiach et banav el samuch lamita. We know the brachot that he gave to his 12 sons. So along with them, he also gave tochacha, for example, to Reuven and to Shimon and to Levi. He says that Yoshua also did this, Shmuel also did this, and David did this. But why? Why should you only give tochacha at the end of your life? So he mentions the Sifri, which gives four different reasons, but in our versions of Rashi, he only mentions two of them. And the two that he mentions is number one, shelo yehei chavero re'ehu umitbayesh mimenu. It shouldn't be that every single time the person sees you, if you give them tochacha in the middle of your life, every time he sees you, he gets embarrassed. Like every time he sees you, he remembers, oh, this person said that to me. Another one is shelo yehei mochicho b'chozer umochicho. That you shouldn't constantly giving tochacha. It's kind of like a one-note thing. Every single time you see the person, you see the same thing over and over. Any parent knows that if you're constantly saying no and you're constantly rebuking the child, they simply stop listening. I'd add on one point. I don't remember what the Sifrei says, but one point is that if a person gives tochacha at the end of his life, the benefit is that right after he says it, he goes away. Now, why is that good? It's good because very often when you speak to somebody, you get an argument with them, they can't hear what you're saying as long as you're still there. No, almost nobody has ever said at the end of an argument, oh, you're right. That usually doesn't happen. That's not how arguments end. They just end with two people angry at each other. However, if you end the argument in the middle and you leave permanently, then there's a chance that person is going to internalize the message that you're saying to them because there's simply nobody to fight with. You can only fight with yourself, and the words kind of rebound in your head, and you're actually able to listen to them. Shavua Tov.